Why do I love techno? I don't. Like, I hate techno. Do I hate techno? I don't know if I hate techno. Man, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know. But I was trying to figure out where it all started. One of my favorite shirts in the world is a playoff of Bad Boys 2, where Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are in a TV shop, and they're on camera, and they don't know it, but they're like in this closed-off room on camera that's playing on all the TVs in there. And Martin Lawrence got shot in the ass, like, you know, the day before the scene's filmed, you know, and they're going on and on and on. And he's talking to Will Smith, and he's being really vulnerable. He's like, "It's your fault. It went in my ass." You know, and the whole crowd's like looking and staring, and this lady's like covering her baby's ears. And anyways, they come out of the room after this whole like comedy thing where, you know, it's a sexual innuendo, and the lady looks right at him and she says, "Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus." So I found a t-shirt from Shit Luck. They were out at Cleveland Fuel, and it says on the front of it, "Y'all motherfuckers need motorcycles." Where did that start for me? Well, let's talk about that. I think my love of motorcycles started on a Honda 350 Scrambler that my old man had. It was a 68 Honda Scrambler. He bought it home in like three milk crates and a frame. And he went out to, we used to call this place Junk Wheels. I think the name of it was Sport Wheels, but it was like a junkyard for motorcycles out in southern Minnesota. I think they're still around. I'm not even sure. But he'd make all these trips out there buying parts, working on this motorcycle. And by the grace of God, he put this son of a bitch back together. Bought a couple helmets, some leather gloves, made me wear my jean jacket. I don't know how old I was, but I had to reach up to touch the handlebars. I was pretty small, but you know, the law is and has been, and I think will continue to be, well, you never know because cancel culture will kick in, but if your feet touch the pegs, you're legal, right? Under 18, wear a helmet. If your feet touch the pegs, you're legal. Doesn't say anything about where the pegs have to be. Doesn't matter. I don't know, but my old man took me out on that motorcycle. And we went everywhere on that motorcycle. He had to run to town for something. We had to go get groceries, had to whatever it was, took that motorcycle. And I loved it. I loved the thrill of that motorcycle, which to me was just this huge machine, right? Just this large black beast of screaming fury, which in retrospect was a 68 Honda 350 Scrambler. Settle down, numbnuts. Buddha's back there scratching around in his kennel. But I think that's where my love started. But now there was a kid in the neighborhood across the street who had a YZ60. I think his name was Travis. I don't even remember. But we used to ride the shit out of that thing. We used to ride that all over the development. In and out, there were trails down by the path, and then we'd sneak across the county road, which was just so naughty that we go across the county road, and then you get back into the old farms, and there was a path around a couple lakes back in my neighborhood, and we would run that son of a bitch, and every now and then you get caught by the cops, and they'd tell you to get off and push it home, you know, because it was 1980-something, and nobody really cared. Hell, it might have even been 1970-something back then. I don't even know. But that little YZ60 was freedom the first time I got on that thing. Scared the shit out of me. It was too big for me. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Luckily, the thing didn't run worth a shit, so it didn't have enough power to do anything dangerous. The shifter was broken off, so we had a vice grip nailed to it. Try to learn how to shift with a vice grip. That's a whole nother level. And that was it. And then I bought a Kawasaki something from a guy that I never got running. It sat in the back of the house forever. I was hoping my old man would would have helped me get that going, but I think at the time he knew damn well the last thing he needed was me on a Kawasaki 250. But then that time came when I was old enough that I could get my own dirt bike. And of course, because I don't know any better, a buddy of mine sold me his YZ125. And I had more adventures on that YZ125. We used to go up to this park in Minnesota. It was Spider Lake, we called it. I don't know what the name of that park is, but they had a whole bunch of dirt bike trails. And it was the group that I had been with in high school. It was Ben, it was Junior, Tino. Who else went up there? I don't even remember. Daryl. Ugh, there was so many of us. And we'd go up there. That's where we met Wade Miller, and Andy Waples, of course, was always with us. We'd have these huge bonfire parties that would attract like the entire town of what, I don't know, our fires are so goddamn big, people driving for miles. But we did the dumbest shit. The absolute dumbest shit on these bikes. Of course, good old One Punch, Johnny Thompson, had a camera, so he would videotape. I think it was One Punch's camera. I don't remember. So we had video, right? So, of course, Junior was probably the best of us as far as riding went. He had a KTX 200, and he raced Enduros, and he was like the motivator for all of us. He was the one that we all, we took the lead from Junior. And man, they had this huge dirt pile out there, probably 30 feet high, right? And Junior would just sail over that thing, just over and over and over, and the rest of us would just try to hammer up there and just scramble over the top, But man, I just remember watching him fly, watching him get air, and the way he'd manipulate the brakes, bring the front end down. And, oh God, he was just so smooth. He was so smooth. But we'd all go out trail ride, bouncing off of trees and smashing into shit. I think my most epic moment up there, we were running this, they called it the power line run, because they clear cut along the power lines. And Junior was in the lead as always, because I don't know where the fuck I am or where the fuck I'm going. I don't remember if I was behind Daryl or Ben or who fucking knows. They all had 250s, 200s, and I was on this little 125, so I had this fucking thing just wound out everywhere we went. Just, ding, 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 ding. And so we're coming up this long swooping hill, and then it drops down into a valley, and he's spinning down that valley wide open, and you come ripping up the next hill, ying, 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 ying. And I'm coming up, and all of a sudden I realize I'm in front of Junior, and I'm like, oh yeah. Never once did it dawn on me that I should slow down. I was winning. I'm up that hill, ying, ying, ding, 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 ding. Get up to the top of the hill, probably got about 6 inches of air, but to me, I felt like Jeremy McGrath. And I go flying, and all of a sudden, I realize I'm in a mud bog. And I'm wide open. Ying, 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 ying. And I'm wheeling into this mud bog, and all of a sudden, the front end goes down, the wheel turns. I join the over the bars club, and the end of my handlebar goes right through my chest protector, smashed right through it, hit me right in the sternum. Head over heels, bonk, laying there on my back. I hear somebody get up, shut my bike down, and they're all. Bonsai, bonsai, bonsai. Bonsai was my nickname all through high school. I had teachers at my high school that didn't know my real name. The coach just called me Bonsai. But I don't know why. It really never made any sense. But they're like, "What? What? Jesus, dude, are you all right? Are you all right?" I'm like, I'm thoroughly concussed, cracked sternum. Don't know where I am. What's going on? So they bring me back to the campground. I rode back and sat down, and they're videotaping everything. And they have my chest protectors now hanging from my bars, inserted into the hole where I went through, and they're taking pictures and laughing and asking me all these questions. What happened? Oh, what happened? And oh man. I think that was my glorious crash. But otherwise, I would always attempt jumps and crash, and I sucked, but I was entertaining, and I was always the guy that was just dumb enough to try it, right? Bonsai will do it. Ask Bonsai. Bonsai will go, hey, Bonsai, flip over that motherfucker. Crash. I don't know. And now the good thing is, Junior, Mikey, he was a really good mechanic, so he was constantly working on my shit, and he was usually able to bring it back to life with something. I remember he welded a wrench to a bolt to make me a new shifter after I broke my shifter off, and then welded the end of the wrench to the output shaft because the output shaft had broken, but he like built up a nub on it. That son of a bitch held for a long time. So then I did rationally what any intelligent person would do after breaking my 125. I think I blew the engine on it finally. I went and bought a CR250. So the Honda CR250 is about 100 times the bike that a YZ125 is. And we've already established that I'm a bit of a moron. And I went from being a yink, yink, yink to a brap, brap, brap. And oh my God, I put an FMF pipe on that and I thought I was the coolest thing that ever happened, because now I get these guys out of the hole shot, right? That son of a bitch, that bike was screaming mad fast. Oh God, that thing flew. I had so much fun on that bike, and my biggest regret is I don't have any pictures of this shit. There's a couple videos out there floating around, and I don't think they've ever made the internet. But God, I wish I had pictures of this shit. We had so much fun. I have so many concussions, crashed so many times. God, that was fun. But then, I discovered street bikes. So I go out and I buy a katana, because I don't know any better. So I buy this red katana, and I think I'm just hot shit. And then I started to realize, okay, that was kind of a girly bike. So I saved all my pennies and picked up a CBR 600. Oh, man, that thing fucking flew. And that was a good bike for me, because it was small enough that I could control it. It was fast enough that I could scare the shit out of myself. And I learned a lot on that bike. But then I developed motorcycle friends, like street friends, crotch rocket buddies. And of course, these guys all have, 1,000 RRs and Warbirds and, the Warbird XX. And there was a Hayabusa out there. And of course, I'm on my 600 riding for dear life trying to keep up with these guys. It was a wonderful time in my life. It was an absolutely wonderful time in my life. I went so fast. I think my greatest ticket ever, I've been dating a woman who was absolutely batshit crazy, neurotic, codependent, horrible person who changed my life so badly. It was an abusive relationship, and I was the one that was abused. It was insane. But we'd had a fight, and I was just like, fuck it. I left her place in Lakeville, and I pointed my bike south on 35W, and I just opened her up. And I think, if I remember right, top end on that was about, it would start to wash out about 130, 131, the front end to get real wobbly, real loose. So you could roll 129 fairly comfortably, and you get there in a hurry, and that was fun. And I did that for, 10, 15 miles. And, bang her down. Get on the off-ramp, come back around, start heading north, because I'm going to go home. And at the time, I was living up in northeast Minneapolis. And I'm down by Owatonna or something at this point. I just turn her back around north and I'm barking again, and I'm doing about 120, just taking it easy now. Not pushing the edge of what she had, but just, fast enough that I'm shooting past traffic. And I mean, it wasn't like rush hour traffic or anything. And I get up into Lakeville, and I'm going well over 100, right? And again, I just kept going, and I'm getting get past Lakeville, you get up to the 35 comes across 494, and now I'm getting into traffic, right? So I start slowing down. I get her down to about 80. And now when you're on a crotch rocket and you're crouched and you're flying, you don't really use your mirrors. You just kind of look over your heel. You just point your head down, look over your heel when you want to do a lane change, right? If they're there, they're there. You're going so fast, you know, once you hit their door handle, you can start coming over. And I look down over my heel and I see the red flashing light on the bumper of a Minnesota State Trooper. Uh-oh. Pull my head up, look in my mirror. Yep, he's on me like stink on shit. Uh-oh. So I downshift, you know, get her down. I pull over on the side of the road. He pulls up, walks up. "Where's the fire?" I said, "You know, I was just riding. I was just going." He says, "Yeah, you were just going." He says, "You know how fast you were going?" I said, "Really fast." He goes, "Yeah, you were going really fast." He said, "What's the reason?" I said, "I have absolutely no excuse. I just was going fast." And he's like, "All right." So he walks back, he fills out a ticket, and he writes me for 10 over, and he circles on the bottom 100 plus. And he says, "If you want to take this to court, I'll be there. Otherwise, you're lucky. Slow down." "Yes, sir." That was probably, well, that was my favorite ticket I ever got. The guy was actually pretty cool. And he says, "Yeah," he says, "I clocked you in Lakeville, and it took me this long to get you to pull over." He said, "It took me this long to catch up." Ah, oops, okay. So somehow I managed to stay alive with my crotch rockets. And, you know, I slowed down. I slowed down and joined the ranks of the Harley-Davidson crowd. My Harley-Davidson Fat Bob. I love that. And now I'm not telling you that Harleys are slow, but when you put a Harley next to a crotch rocket, anything next to a crotch rocket is slow. I mean, this thing still gets up and dances. It just takes her a lot longer to get there. And when you get up around 100, 107, Harleys kick out. They're all governed, and I haven't figured out how to unleash that governor, but I wouldn't take any of my Harleys much past that because they start to wobble like crazy. They just get, that front end just gets so freaking loose. It's just too scary. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing in the world like hammering down on a Harley, a V-twin, a well-tuned V-twin with some good pipes on it. There's nothing in the world like just hitting up to 70 miles an hour, especially if there's an underpass involved. Nothing in the world sounds like that. Nothing in the world feels like that. I learned that on a YZ60. I learned that on a Honda 350 Scrambler. Now, I got my Road Glide. I got my old man bike. It's got speakers so I can listen to tunes and sing away to my songs and just be happy. You know, I threw some Vance and Hines slip-ons on it. It's a Milwaukee 8, and it's definitely never going to sound amazing, but it sounds better than that stock sewing machine. Milwaukee 8s are just, God, they have no soul. Deuce told me that. Deuce said that a while ago. He said, we were talking about victories. And now Deuce is a big Harley guy, and I think he's listening to this one. So, hey, shout out that brother man, my brother fuck up. He referred to his Harley as 800 pounds of taint rattling goodness. And I don't think better words have ever been spoken. 800 pounds of taint rattling goodness. And for me, it's the V-twin. You know, for other people, it's the shovels and the knuckles. And I mean, it's your generation, right? Now, the V-twins, they petered out here and we've switched over to the Milwaukee 8. But back to the Victory. I had told Deuce I was looking at Victories. And he's like, "Yeah, you know, Victory," says, "I don't really have anything bad to say about it." He said, "I rode one and it was like mechanically really good and cool, but it just didn't have any soul." And I nodded along, and I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. And I think about it every time I got a V-twin screaming and rocking and vibrating away, that's soul. That's soul. And don't start. I'm not doing the Indian, the Victory, the Kawasaki. I mean, if it's got two wheels and it makes your dick hard, ride it. Right? It is all about you and your preference. I love all motorcycles. All motorcycles. I get mad at the crotch rockets now because I'm old and they zip by me and startle the shit out of me because I'm old. But then I try to remember that 30 years ago, that was me ripping past everybody, going mock Jesus with my hair on fire. So I try to keep in touch with that. I try to remember these things. But yes, my point being, y'all motherfuckers need motorcycles. There is nothing in the world that will clear my head like a ride. Nothing in the world that fills my spiritual tank like a ride. There's no way to explain that bond between rider and bike until you've lived it. And when you've lived it, you've got to do everything you can to keep fueling it. You got to keep that passion. It's a dopamine dump. Just an absolute dopamine dump every time I crack my throttle. And I'm just saying this stuff out loud because, man, it's just been shitty weather here in Cleveland. Shitty weather. I was riding by this time last year. And I hope I will have Fiona out of storage by my birthday, which is sneaking up on us. Gonna be 29, guys. Holy shit. Cannot believe I'm going to be 29. Wow, that's just crazy. But remember, you all motherfuckers need motorcycles. So get on out there. Kick the tires, light the fires, go fucking fast. Don't die. And safety third, bitches.